time for our weekly interactive Music 101 featuring Dean Rob Cudietta of the USC Thornton School of Music and his entire faculty at your disposal to answer your burning questions about music. Dean Rob, welcome.
Thank you, Gail.
We have a question today from Megan Franklin, and she wants to know, are there any classically trained singers who have careers that don't involve opera? What options are open to a good trained voice?
Ah, what an excellent question. I went actually to several members of our vocal arts faculty. I kind of knew the answer to this, but I wanted to get their take on it. And all of them enthusiastically said, well, of course there are people not in opera. It was funny. I ran into, right after this question, into Rod Guilfrey, who often is with the LA Opera, regular there. I posed that to him, and he said, well, I love singing musicals. It is not that a person has to, who has a vocal arts degree, is going to definitely go into opera. Some of our students I talked with, one of them, Randall Bills, he's finishing his doctorate in vocal arts, so that's pretty doggone dedicated. He's actually in Germany right now with an opera company. So I mean, these are really high-quality people. A couple months ago, he gave me a CD of his where he's doing Christian pop songs, because he loves doing that. He has also done some songs for films here in town in many, many different styles. Another one of our students, Courtney Huffman, who is a graduate student in vocal arts, had just fallen in love with cabaret tunes and is doing cabaret songs really as part of her recitals now. So yes, the old day of the diva and everything except this one style of music, that really is not around the way it used to be, especially among the very, very talented people. The lines between the genres of music are getting a little softer than they were. So they cross over all the time.
And there are a lot of people in musical theater who have operatic training.
Absolutely.
And how can it hurt?
Yeah, no, it really can't hurt at all. And I want to take this even bigger. A degree in vocal arts, I think, is one of the most practical degrees at a university. Because think about what a student has to do. You think, they're just learning to sing. No. They take a year of courses in acting, for example. They take three languages. They need to learn Italian, French, and German. They take courses repeatedly in diction. And so this will help with public speaking. So you have these people who know how to be on a stage, to know how to present themselves. They have great diction. They're multilingual in the so-called cultured languages. Then you add into that the discipline that's involved with that. Then they take their history and their gen ed courses. A vocal arts degree is one of the most well-rounded degrees a person can actually get. And it's so counterintuitive because you think, it's so focused on just singing opera. But then when they have to get into what do the stories mean, there's so much history they need to learn to study for their parts. I actually think of all degrees, not just music degrees on campus, it'd be hard to find any other degree that would prepare you for so many life experiences.
Well, this is one area of music where you can keep doing it no matter how old you are, no matter how far away you get from the professional world of music. You can be in a community chorus,
sure.
You can be in your local professional chorus. You don't have to be an opera singer to get a great deal from a music degree in
voice.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
All right. Thanks, Dean Rob. Great question. Great answer.
Thank you.